This is Susie Thorpe. Cambridge 105
Radio. Lisa Moore in the studio with me this morning. Hello, dating app expert, or dating expert, I must say. Very sad song.
It was very sad, very heart-rending, but beautiful.
It was, wasn't it? Very romantic, I suppose, in many ways.
Yes.
And that's what we're after at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, hopefully,
a bit of romance. Now, Lisa Moore, you are teamed as a relationship expert by local media, and you've been on the Channel 5's matchmaking show. Mm. Was that quite interesting?
Many years ago, yes. I was matched a bit against clairvoyance, strangely enough.
Wow.
Psychics. And, you know, I mentioned, you know, I don't use those. I haven't got those abilities. And they brought me in with about 8 couples and split them all up and they asked me to match them. It was very bizarre. Very, very bizarre. I think I was on the set for the whole day and I was on the sort of actual filming for 5 minutes, as you do.
And were you very successful in matching up quite a few of the contestants?
Incredibly, I was. I came top with the other psychic.
That's fantastic.
I was very pleased with that.
Well, I got you in here today because I think it's an absolutely fascinating subject, dating and dating online in particular as well. And of course, the present day moment is dating apps. But you've got some really interesting information because, well, let's just take a step back. You run The Tempting Fate, which is an introduction agency as well. You are Cambridge-based, is that right?
Or, yes.
Yeah. And you have some experience, well, you have quite a lot of experience, but what is your background?
Very varied, but I used to work in London, and many, many years ago, before anybody will have heard of them, I used to help run a marriage bureau, which was set up in London, which are absolutely, you know, you don't hear about them anymore.
How long ago was that? Was that 80s?
Quite a long time ago. Yeah. I'm not going to mention years. Fascinating, because I'd never done anything like it before, and incredible, the matches that they got. So a lady was running it, and she brought me in. So very old-fashioned now, of course. We'd never hear. There are still a few running in London.
But a marriage bureau is sort of dealing with a marriage that's going wrong?
No. It's specifically for people that want to get married. And so they sign up, and you can almost guarantee that they will. It doesn't quite work like that. But it was a fascinating time for me.
Wow.
Yes.
And did you say that still happens now? Do we still have
there
marriage
are
bureaus?
Particularly some Jewish marriage bureaus, because they are very particular who they meet, of course.
Yes.
I think there are a few still going in various areas, but...
whatever works, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, you were telling me about some interesting statistics just before we've gone on air here, and you were telling me about women, well, using dating online agencies for in your 20s. What's the statistics at the moment about dating in your 20s?
Well, I would say it's internet dating is for anybody, of course, any age group, but I think have a bit of fun, people in their 20s to experiment, learn from it. I think it's more relevant for the younger age group. I think once you get over 30 plus, I think it's more cumbersome and there's more seedy people, it seems to be, looking for richer women.
I'm a bit worried about that.
And vice versa. Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of things that are happening. I've heard and research, etc. Yes.
Let's talk about this seedy bit then. So the security on this, have we got to be very aware of this?
You have to be. Believe it or not, a lot of people do not tell the truth. It's hard to imagine, but I've known people where it's just a scam and they've given the wrong name, they've submitted the wrong photograph of 20 years ago or whenever, very flattering one, or even of somebody else. And I have a specific instance of somebody that came to see me. She was so sick of internet dating. Young, beautiful blonde girl, blue eyes. You think, why on earth does she have trouble finding people? But she'd started the internet dating, arranged. You always have to keep emailing and getting to know each other on the internet. It's very important not to meet after a first contact. Very, very important.
You mean,
Connect online and start emailing each other and try and talk on the phone quite a lot so that you can get to know more of the person.
So there's a certain etiquette then of...
I think it's safety. You've just got to be careful of who you are meeting.
Right.
You still never can tell. I mean, we wouldn't know an ex-murderer walking along, would we, really,
no,
particularly?
Twice.
So you just have to be ultra careful.
Yeah, which is, I suppose you just said it's similar to just meeting in a bar or a restaurant or somebody's house. You still don't know anyone's background. And
you
it
don't.
Is a case of learning that along the way. But you're right, maybe more pronounced when you're meeting online.
It is full of people who, you know, don't always tell the truth, and there are many instances of that.
So. But what about? I always thought that dating online or any apps now have better security, have better sort of filtering of this sort of event. Or no,
no. I mean,
so.
You're meeting one to one. Nobody is checking these people, are they? Nobody,
okay.
Absolutely. You can go online and be whoever you like.
Wow.
I know some people have got three different email addresses, are on all different sites.
Mm.
One person I knew was on seven different sites under different names and different guises and different professions.
Right.
This is what you have to be careful of. I mean, it's painting a seedy side. There are good things as well. I do know people who have met people, and even I know somebody, a friend, who's just got married to somebody that she met online. So, you know, it does happen, but I'm just trying to point out the danger side of it, which I don't think people are always aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, can we just talk, you were saying about, you have an article in front of you about a particular woman who paid an agency to...
Yes, she paid a London agency £8,000. That's just the minimum. I mean, London agencies can charge anything up to about £35,000.
But they can't guarantee, can they?
No, they can't. But you think if you're paying a lot of money, you would get, you know, very good introductions. This lady is attractive. She's in her mid-50s, slim, really pretty girl with a career, was finding it very desperate, we talked about earlier, didn't we? Women over 50 find it far more difficult to meet men because there isn't enough men around. There are 10 females over the age of 50 to every male.
Wow.
And this lady, she paid £8,000 to a very well-known introduction agency. I know them in London. That must have been terrible, the publicity they had. She only met 3 men in the whole year, and each one she describes in their really strange, each one. And I told her to go, I mean, I didn't tell her, of course, but she should have gone back and demanded a refund or, you know, whatever, had them investigated because it was terrible.
But you're saying women are paying this money to do this.
Yes.
And why do you think there are more women than men at this over 50s age bracket?
Okay, when I first started Tempting Fate, which is over 14 years ago now, we were getting a preponderance of older women coming in, 50, 60. And I went to the British Library in London, asked them to do some research on people, single people living on their own in and around the Cambridgeshire area, London. And they said the statistic is 10 to 1 that they're finding. And it's Mother Nature. We all think that Mother Nature, you get a baby born and there's a little boy born, little girl born, and it balances society. It doesn't work that way. And so there were never enough born. And this is why we have the disparity in numbers.
Right.
Far more women were born at that time than men, and it's switched the other way now. I mean, I think about 3 years ago, there was a little infant school, and every single boy bar one in the every single child in the class bar one was a boy. So we found last few years, there is probably more boys in their 20s, early 30s than girls.
Right.
It's swung the other way. So,
it has, isn't it? But you're saying in the 20s age bracket, there are more...
Seem to be more men than women, which is good for women in the 20s, early 30s.
Right, so we have a sort of a birth default then to women at a certain...
I think it's always happened, but it's very more pronounced now because we can do this statistical, research.
Right, okay. Now, what about when people say to you dating apps or dating online kills romance? Do you think that is the case?
It's the quick, easy, modern way to meet people, isn't it?
Exactly.
If you are finding it difficult, people don't want to go to a pub anymore, and clubs are... Some people do, of course. I mean, not specifically to meet somebody, as maybe they did, you know, years ago. Clubs, you can't hear anybody unless you smoke and you go outside. It's difficult to know where to go. And I think the whole way that society is nowadays, it's proving more and more difficult for people to meet.
Especially if people aren't very sociable or quite shy.
Exactly.
It's as you say, so we need to know about the security, and but on the same token, it is a refreshing way to meet people, isn't
it?
And not just for romance too, it could be for friendship.
Oh yes, many people do. I've spoken to many that said, you know, that I met absolutely nobody that would be suitable for me, but I've met some nice people who we remain friends with, which is good, you know.
And what about the stigma? I must tell you that my mum, a few years ago, many, many years ago, 25 years ago, she was divorced from my dad. And then about 15 years later, she remarried, but she got in touch with a single agency and she met her husband, and they've been married for 20 or so years.
Excellent.
And the stigma then was that she wouldn't want to talk about it. Now, do you still think there is a stigma?
A little. Mm. I mean, I've dealt with some quite well-known people in Cambridge who would never do internet dating because they could be recognised.
Ah.
And they would never tell people how they met. It's through mutual friends is the classic. If people ask, how did you meet then? They would never say, oh, I joined an agency.
Isn't that extraordinary?
I know, in this day and age it is. But I don't know why. I think maybe it's just they feel it's a little bit embarrassing, whatever.
And I know some people that have met through a dating agency, and they've become friends.
Yes.
Not romantically, but they have become good friends. And people ask them, how did you meet? And they go, oh, well, we like theatre.
Yeah, I know.
And that is itself, it's strange, because you should be celebrating that you've met some good friends.
I wonder if some people think it's a bit, you know, that they couldn't be good enough on their own to find that person.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know the ones I've matched would never, ever have met that person because they're not in the same society.
Yeah.
Some are, but they just haven't come across them.
Yeah.
So it is hard.
Yeah. Well, I think, as you say, there's good and bad to all these things, but it is fantastic as well. And what's the future, do you think, for dating in such? What do you think is... Are we going to continue with online dating, or are we not going to go to the pub anymore and meet people?
I'm not saying not go to the pub. Everybody, you know, people do, of course. What I was saying, it's not everybody, particularly as you get older, it's not everybody's idea of thinking, oh, I'll just go down the pub and meet my new man, you know. It doesn't always happen like that. Internet dating is here to stay.
Yeah.
I think the longer it's going on, there are more and more stories coming out. I think there might be some way of trying to streamline some of the people. I don't know how that can be done. I really don't. There's got to be, I think, because there's so many instances nowadays of quite bad things happening, and people just have to be so careful of their security.
Yeah.
That's what I'd recommend.
And technology, I think, is almost jumping forward and not taking in the cultural balances as well, and what people can do or not do from points of view of religion or just generally, really.
Exactly.
And that needs to come on board as well, doesn't it?
Probably. But again, are people always telling the truth?
Yes.
You know, nobody is checking anybody online. You can be absolutely anybody. You really can. So you've got to take care about that. Whereas if you're meeting through a reputable agency or other ways through friends, you at least know a little more about them, and they have possibly been checked in some way.
So the tips are, don't meet on the first contact.
I would say no.
Yeah.
Try and get friends with them more. Meet in a general place where there's lots of other people. Don't meet, you know, somewhere just privately on your own. Never give people your surname or your address. Keep it very general. And I would also say just meet for an hour on the first date.
Interesting.
Just meet, and then you have a get out clause. If they're absolutely dreadful, you can say, oh, you know, I have got somewhere else to go on to, and get a friend to phone you about three quarters of the way through. And that can either be your get out clause.
That's a really good ploy.
Or also just to check you're okay. And you can say, have a sort of disguise of a voice and get out.
It is a bit, we've got this whole thing about cooking and cookery, and dating seems to be taking hold again. And we're quite fascinated by it as a society, aren't we, about how to date in very different ways?
I think because there are so many ways nowadays, people are jumping on the bandwagon. They will try it. I mean, Tinder and things like that. You know, I do know people that have tried that and are finding it dreadful, and you just don't know who you're going to attract and who is going to, you know, what they're like.
And Bumble's quite a good one, isn't it? It's quite different because the women are taking the initial move.
Yes, that's right, yes. Who knows? It's just they're fun. I think that's why people in their 20s, early 30s, it's good to have some fun, but be careful is the number one thing.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Lisa Moore.
Thank you.
And obviously running the Tempting Fate Introduction Agency and Marriage Bureaus. You're an expert, I have to say. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And maybe get to come in with some new developments later on.
All right.
Very nice to have you.
Thank you. Thank you.